In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Most Holy Theotokos, save us. What a joyous day. It is a feast day, especially today, as we celebrate the nativity of the Theotokos, the Mother of God, which is why we call her Theotokos. And in this time, we remember that she is very prominent in the church. We call her the great matriarch of the church. There she is watching over us. And as we reflect on our lives as Christians, we have to come to this conclusion that the life of a Christian is first and foremost a life of prayer. If you look all around us, we're surrounded by prayer. As Christians, just love praying, right? The Divine Liturgy is prayer par excellence, right? It is this big prayer service. We're asking for God to come and make us worthy to receive his body and blood. And he does it. And then we say a bunch of prayers saying thank you. We have a lot of other prayers, right? This prayer of St. Ephraim the Syrian, the prayer of St. Patrick, and on and on. But out of all of these prayers that we have in the life of the Christian, there's only one prayer that the Lord told us to pray. Do you remember what it was? The Lord's Prayer, right, exactly. So there's only one that he said, when you pray, pray this prayer. And that prayer, believe it or not, is only found in Matthew and Luke. It's not in John or Mark. Now, what's really interesting is as he gives his prayer, you know, the precursor to that is he says, you know, when you pray, don't make a big deal about everything, but instead go in your closet, and when you pray, pray like this. And he includes this thing, this phrase that can be very troubling if we really stop and think about what he's asking us to do. It's easy to just gloss over it, right? But he says, forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are indebted to us. Sometimes I want to skip over that. I'm like, whoop, and just keep going. But no, he said, pray it. My Lord said to pray it, so I pray it. Well, the word that is used in Matthew exclusively and in part of Luke's version of the Lord's Prayer is this word, hophilemata, which literally means a debt. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those who are indebted to us. We owe somebody something. And we owe the Father something. So he's saying, Lord, forgive us my debt to you as I forgive those who are indebted to me. So then we have this huge question. What is he talking about? What could anyone owe me? Other than maybe $5 that they owe me for lunch or whatever, you know. What is this thing? And without going too deep into what the meaning of that word is, because that word, it means debts, but it's a very complex word in Greek. The one thing that we owe each other is love. When we don't love God or each other, we accrue a debt to them. You owed me that love and you did not give it to me. And there's those times in our life we look back and we're like, well, there's that time when I should have loved, you know, my spouse, my kids, my friends, my neighbors, whatever, right? My coworkers. And I didn't do it. I was cruel. I was unforgiving. I was unkind. They needed me and I wasn't there for them because I was being selfish and small and childish and petty. This is a scary thing about that moment. You can't go back and love them in that moment like you were supposed to. You cannot repay them that love you did not pay them. We cannot go back and relive the moment when we were unloving. We cannot go back and do the thing that was necessary in that moment. It is gone. Now, St. Matthew gives us the words of Christ in the parable where he had two guys who owed money to people. One of them was forgiven, saying, don't worry about it. It's done. It's expunged. You're free. Go your way. Well, to throw a little phrase from Christ in there, go your way and sin no more, right? You know. But then he goes and he tackles this other guy who owes him a couple bucks. And what he's telling us today is that people in our lives have not loved us. They have not treated us with the kindness and the dignity and the respect and the care and the nurturing that we deserve. I will make it very clear. Everyone here is made to be loved. You were created to be loved. You were brought into existence by love, and you are here today because of love, and you are supposed to be loved. And people didn't do that to you. And maybe they were even cruel. They can't go back and undo it. nor can we go back and undo the cruel things we have done. We owe those people that Christ gave us the love. He gives us his love to give to them, and we withhold it. We cannot go back and pay that debt. We were eternally short on that which we owe. We cannot go back and pay for that which we failed to give. Oh boy, Father Peter's being really gloomy again. Come on, Father Peter, do a happy homily one of these days. So what do? We can't go back. We can't undo the wrongs we've done. We can't undo that unforgiving moment, that darkness we brought into the world. Nor can we release, go back and get that love that someone owed us in that moment of our life when they did not love us. And so the Lord gives us something. He gives us a remedy for that problem, that unsolvable problem that we are faced with. He gives us this miraculous thing that only exists in him. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. And there's only one forgiveness in the entire world. There's not my forgiveness and then God's forgiveness. There is only God's forgiveness. Only he has forgiveness. Only he has the power to forgive, to let loose that which has bound us down, those dark memories, those traumas, those painful things, the things that you have been done to you and the things you weep over that you have done to other people. But he has that. It is the forgiveness of the cross. It's the forgiveness of the empty tomb. So I asked myself today, do I really want to try tackling the topic of forgiveness? I was like, okay, let's give it a try. So what is this forgiveness that Christ has that we need? This forgiveness is when our debt, those moments when we withhold love from God and from our neighbor, it's when those moments, those dark moments, are filled with his love. It's like this. Imagine you go to a restaurant and you have a nice meal and you realize you left your wallet at home. You go back and you realize you have no money. You go back to the restaurant and you're like, I have no money. I have no way to pay for this meal. And they said, you know what? Someone else has paid it for you. It's the love of God that goes back in time. Make no mistake that God's love is not bound by time and space. It's here right now, and it's back then too. And it's in the future waiting for us. Forgiveness is when he fills those unforgiving moments with love. That moment when we fell short, when the whole of the story of our lives, when we failed, and is suddenly filled with his love. And then we take those same failures and we fill them with that same love that he gives to us. Forgiveness is when the Lord says to us, and he says this to us. He says, you did not love me. You owed me your love. I gave you everything and you gave me nothing. You withheld from me that which I gave to you, which I asked that you share with me. And he says, and yet I will fill that moment where you fell short with my love, and that debt is forgiven. Like I said, this love of God transcends time and space. It is eternal. This love that God has isn't like what we think of. It was there before we ever were created. God's love is eternal. And we talked about in class on Wednesday, we can't conceptualize eternity. We can only think of a really long time. What's eternity? Well, it's a long time. No, it's not even that. It's beyond that. This love has always existed and it will always exist. And it permeates every cell of our body. And it is that love that will transform that bread and wine sitting on the proskuneo table into the very body and blood of Christ. It is that love that goes into our memories and heals those regrets, those things that haunt us, those things that come back into our minds as we lie asleep, trying to fall asleep at night. We cannot go back, but through he who is, even the past is redeemed by his love. It is made whole. It is made good through his love. Those debts, those holes in our life where we did not give or receive the love we should have, are filled with his love. We are poor, all of us here. It's a very humbling thing to realize I have nothing except that which God has given me, except my will. But through Christ, we are made wealthy. His wealth fills us. He fills our memories. He fills our days with fullness. And in that moment, will we allow his love to enter our lives? The debts are repaid, the wounds are healed, and above all, we are saved. And so as we go forth this week, I got a challenge for everyone here, including myself. When that painful memory comes back of something someone did to you that they shouldn't have done, when they should have loved you in that moment and they didn't, ask God to love them in that moment, in past, and to love you, and to fill the debt that they have in your life, the debt that they owe you, and to repay it and fill it with his presence. And like I said, if you want to know what salvation is, that is salvation. That he redeems the lost, that he fills darkness with light, that he fills the debts with him, the debts that we have, he repays them with himself. So let him this week. It's really simple, very pragmatic. When a painful memory comes back, just make the sign of the cross and say, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on them and have mercy on me. And you walk 5 steps and the memory comes back again. Give me that. It's going to take you 3 times as long to get to the store because you keep stopping and making the sign of the cross. Oh, Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me and on them. But this is the necessary thing today. And also remember, as we get ready to receive the Eucharist today, that is the love of God physically present in his body and blood. So come, receive the love of God, and let him fill in that which we have failed to do. And forgive. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. One God.